The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, we have a God who goes in search of the stray. We have a God who goes in search of the stray, who loves the lost, who is so desirous of every human heart that he never gives up on a single one, that he seeks us out constantly. Our Lord says today, that's my little niece. Our Lord says today, whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Just yesterday I read this line from Archbishop Fulton Sheen, and it's amazing his one-liners. He says, "There is not a humble soul in hell. There is not a humble soul in hell." I remember reading St. Louis de Montfort when he wrote about Our Lady, and he says in her early life, it was as if she was invisible to the evil one, that she went completely unnoticed because of her humility. She was not on his radar screen. Every tiny degree of humility that we attain is a greater degree of glory for all eternity. There is no greater defense we have than the virtue of humility. And so we should look for ways, how can I grow more deeply in humility? And this morning I want to offer just one. That we take a few minutes to meditate upon how greatly our Lord thirsts for us. That he seeks us out constantly, no matter how many times we failed him. That his love for us never wearies. And I close with this, a quote from Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She said, "Until you know deep inside that Jesus thirsts for you, you can't begin to know who he wants to be for you, or who he wants you to be for him." And what I most loved, she said, Our Lady was the first person to hear Jesus' cry from the cross, "I thirst." Because Our Lady was there on Calvary, she knows how real, how deep is his longing for you. And she can teach you. Do we know, do we feel as she did? Her role is to bring you face to face with the love in the heart of Jesus crucified.